Good morning and welcome to episode 223 of Taking the Charge podcast with you from Samsun Turkey. I'm David Hine of Hine News. Thanks for stopping by for some hoops talk. Obviously, I am in Turkey for the FIBA Under 18 European Championship 2016. Pretty fantastic competition going on right now. Semifinals are going to be tipping off in a couple of hours, and heading off to the gym in about an hour. Hopefully, I get this done over in the arena, which obviously I've done since it's out. Loads to talk about. I really don't have loads and loads of time, so I'm going to kind of make it quick. Before I do that, if you want to contact me, easiest way is Hine News on Twitter, HEINNEWS. The email address is hinenews@gmx.de. The website is hinenews.com, and there is also the Facebook group. You go and put in Taking the Charge podcast, and you will find the group there. We do ask if you can knock on the door, and we, of course, will let you in. There's Patreon. Please go and support the show. You can go to patreon.com/takingthecharge, all one word, and you can pledge your support, love to the show. There's also on iTunes, you can go and rate and review the show. All right, so U18 under European Championship. Sorry about that. We have semifinals of Germany and Lithuania, which is going to be a great game. That is the first semifinal, and then the second semifinal is Italy-France. I kind of fear that might not be as good as of a game. That first game is definitely going to be a battle. These two teams played in the quarterfinals last year at the under-18s, and five of the guys from that game are going to be in the game again. Those guys being Isaiah Hartenstein and Kostya Moshidi from Germany, and then the Lithuanians, Tadas Sedekerskis, Arnoldas Kobulka, and Justas Masiolas. So should be a fantastic game. Match up really well. Loads of weapons on both sides. Teams really go at it on defense. Lots of athleticism, length on both sides. And a lot of depth on both sides as well. I just kind of wonder maybe if quality of point guard play is going to be decisive. We'll see. Usually in a tournament like this, it's kind of like more the wings that decide it. And Germany, I think, I don't know. You can't really necessarily say if you have Arnoldas, Kobulka, and Sedekerskis that the Lithuanians aren't very strong. So it's going to be a downright battle. And I think as long as you listen to this before, if not, go to YouTube and rewatch it. The other semifinal, like I said before, I just don't know that Italy's going to have enough. I think that Davide Moretti and Lorenzo Penna are not going to be able to do enough against those tough guards of with Frank Ntilikina and Adam Makoka. The French are just so long, so athletic, and especially also in the big men. You know, you look at Diarra, and the kid came in with a pretty decent amount of hype, I think. And, Sekou Doumbouya, internet, everybody's saying, he's 15 years old. He is 15 years old, but he turned 16 on Friday, but he is still 15 years old. So, and he's a man among boys. I mean, he's not a man among boys, but he's definitely a man there, a man among men, despite being a boy. I think that's better. A man among men instead of being a boy. He's 2004, so he's 16, 2 years younger, 15, 2 years younger. And physically, he's totally there. Can dribble, can pass, can block shots, can rebound, can you know, shooting from the outside. It's a little bit off, but you know, he's still young, and that's the let's say easiest thing that you can work on is develop the shot from the outside. But it's all there. And talking to him, seems like he has a pretty good attitude. And you know, once he starts working on his body a little bit, it'll be he'll be a beast. I mean, you know, I never saw LeBron up close during high school or anything like that. But you know, he has a certain amount of LeBron's sort of feel to him. I know that's probably sick saying that, but you know, you look at it and you that's what I thought of. That's what I think of when I see him. You know, how the way he can dominate a game, and when he fills out, when he, you know, just continues to grow his body and work on his arsenal of things, he's just going to be. He already is a beast, and he's just going to be that much more of a beast. So, I'm so thankful I'm going to be able to watch him for the next couple of years to see how he develops. And if you haven't seen him yet, go and go check out. Yeah, just go type in his name in Twitter or in Facebook, and you'll see his in YouTube, and you'll see highlights of it. It's just crazy. I don't know who to pick. I it would seem to me that Germany, you know, overcome the Lithuanians and reach the final against France. France is for me a pretty much a certainty. And yeah, then it's anybody's guess. I mean, I would have to say, you know, that the Germans. I think the Germans would be able to get the victory, and this has nothing to do. Obviously, you guys know me that has nothing to do with me being living in Germany and everything else. But I you know, these guys are on a mission, and you know, to do the Albert Schweitzer U18 double. So that's my tip. Germany actually do win it. Hopefully by the time you hear this podcast that the game's over and Germany's lost. I hope that's not necessarily the case, but whatever. Yeah. So other guys, other storylines. So it's Spain. Let's see if I can get this without looking. Spain, Finland, not playing against each other. Finland, Bosnia and Herzegovina are playing. And Spain and Russia, those four teams play each other then, with the winners of those games playing in the fifth place game. And of course, fifth place decides the final spot for Europe, the fifth and final spot in Europe for the FIBA Under 19 World Championship 2017 in Cairo. So, you know, Germany, Lithuania, Italy, and France have already reached the Under 19 Worlds, and then one of those four other teams, Spain, Russia, Finland, and Bosnia Herzegovina, will then join them. Finland and Bosnia would both be debutantes at that tournament. Finland, obviously, and Bosnia both debuted this summer at the FIBA Under 17 World Championship. So, obviously, for those countries, doing double, you know, reaching the Under 19 World Championship for the first time would be pretty cool too. Spain, Sergio Martinez has been fantastic. Alex Font has been very good as well for the Spanish, who are pretty weakened from guys who are not here. You look at the Finns and let's say Russia, Russia. This is a team that really surprised me because I didn't know very much of this team going in. I knew Lopatin because he was on the under 18 team last year. And that was about it. I really didn't know anybody else. I think Andrianov, I had heard the name before as well, but that was it. And so when they killed Serbia by 27, that was a huge shock for me. They had that game against Lithuania in the quarterfinals, and then with whatever it was, I think it was 2 seconds left, and Andrianov grabs the rebound of the missed shot, and is fouled, but then has an unsportsmanlike. They give him an unsportsmanlike, and they come back down. Both the guys hit their free throws, and then Arnas Filicka nails a three from near half court, and sending the Lithuanians into celebrations and into the semifinals. So you have a lot of heartbreak going on for the Russians. Agassi, Tonoyan, is probably their best player, and seems like he has a bright future. I think he could probably make senior national team. He's playing with Aftodar Saratov, has also played some Champions League minutes, a small forward wing. So he's probably their best player. Lopetin's got a lot of length, but and athletic, but there's not loads of stuff there. Andrianov is pretty decent, but Tonyanand is definitely their top guy. What's next? Finland, Idon Maksuni, obviously their you know, leader without a doubt. And then Hannes Pola was probably not, I mean not probably he's the biggest human being in this competition. Just a massive man. He's pretty good. He's gonna go, I guess somebody said he's going to Oklahoma next year. I saw he committed somewhere, but I guess they said Oklahoma. And he'll be fun there. He'll be fun there to watch. He's got a motor for sure. Got size and is fearless. He'll go up and compete every shot. Offensively isn't there much yet, but he's got pretty hard hands, There's stuff there to enjoy. I think the Oklahoma fans, if he's going there, the Sooner fans will be happy to watch him, and they'll have fun. They'll have fun with him. I can guarantee you that. Who else? They're playing Bosnia Herzegovina. Musa's been here, and he's been forcing things. He's been forcing things a lot, and I think that's good for him to come here and see that he really needs to relax and play in a system type thing, and he struggles at that sometimes, and so this is a great talent, of course, but he does struggle sometimes in playing in a system, and he's seen that here, and they do have other guys. Amar Gajic is he could do a lot of different things. Emir Sekosovic, I think that's how it is actually one of their, he's a fantastic player too. A little undersized for low post, but pretty good player. They're not deep at all. They don't have a lot. I mean, obviously there's a lot of, it's a lot of Musa, but Champara's out on the wing shooting. But Musa needs to figure out how to play in a system much more and not force things. 9-12, obviously this was classification 9-16. The winners of those games then are secured spots at the to come back to the under-18 Summer A Division A next summer. So those winners were Turkey, Serbia, Greece, and Slovenia. Slovenia was probably the worst team. I've only seen them once, but I would say they're probably the worst team. They're going to stay. Pretty sick to think that Luka Doncic could be here playing for them. next year too at the under 18s. But obviously that's not going to happen. And so those four teams are all secured spots next year. So what'd we say? I start with Greece just because they're on the top of my mind right now. Their three guys are pretty good. You know, you look at Michail Lonsis, Vasilis Christidis, and Dimitrios Moraitis. Clearly the three leaders of that team, and yeah, that's pretty much what they have, you know. But I mean, you know, anytime you have a group of three, and they just fight, you know, they're just tough guys and play good D, and you know, they nearly beat Turkey the opening day and then held Germany for three quarters and held off. Who did they beat in the 9-16? I can't remember off the top of my head. It's all right. But so, yeah. Greece, decent team. And those three guys, clear leaders. I like Christidis a lot. A good worker, and I think he could probably do some things. I don't know if he's gonna be high level guy, but yeah. So they play Slovenia. Slovenia, this is probably the team I saw the absolute least of, and I, like I said, kind of rightfully so. But I really can't tell you too much about them. Vessel, I think, had some pretty decent length. Azagovic is playing pretty well, I guess. Other than that, can't really tell you too much. Next up would be, who are the other two teams? Serbia and Turkey. Turkey obviously limited without Urd Seven here, and Batim, and they, you know, Ragep Atar's been playing pretty well in the low post for them, and then Omer Al. Those are the mainly two guys. A couple of guys here and there playing decently. Senel's been okay as a wing guy, but really those two, Senel and Atar and Omer Al, just being playing a good point guard. Al and then Atar. Some good size and can do a couple things around the basket. Serbia, what a mess. I think they can breathe a total sigh of relief. And funny enough, they have, it seems like they have Milos Glišić to thank for that. They were in the relegation round, and Simonic goes down in the second minute of the game and has to be carried off, doesn't come back, and Glišić comes in, scores 20 points and saves them from relegation. They're 9-12, and I think they're gonna probably get blown out by Turkey today in a couple hours, to be honest, but we'll see. Who else, the other games? Yeah, so those are the top 12, the 13-16. Three of the following teams will go down to the Division B next year. Latvia and Croatia, who have never gone down, never been in the Division B. Sweden, who just came back up from Division B, and Israel, who came back up from the Division B. So let's start with Sweden. Their main guy is Lundqvist, a nice kid who you'll hear from in a couple of minutes. Then you have I don't have the rosters open, and the internet's not working here. Nork or something like that. I can't remember his name. Lundqvist is clearly their main guy. Croatia, Bio's been pretty disappointing for me. He's going to be playing Adidas Next Generation in a couple weeks too, and I don't know if he's going to be much of a player. Leo Sismic has some serious potential. Hasn't shot the ball very well here, but is known as a shooter. So I don't know if he needs to be in the right system in order to shoot well. And then Carlo, Ularevich or something like that. Can't remember. Sorry about butchering that one. Runs a decent point. Sweden. That was Sweden and Croatia. Latvia. It's Sweden, Latvia, and Croatia, Israel. Latvia, Artūrs Strautins, who's sort of a 4-3, who, you know, big body of and is playing out on the wing a lot. I don't think that's going to work very long, but he's doing it at this age group, so you know, and I guess develops the outside skills for him to play on in the wing a little bit. He's playing in Serie A in Italy. Latvia I didn't see very much, so it's hard, kind of hard for me to give a really good read on. And then Kristaps Soriks is their point guard, and you know, he's definitely a handy little point guard that can do some things. And then their other guy is Roberts Bloombergs, who has a pretty good skill set, but it's been really up and down and hasn't really convinced me all that much while I've seen him. Like I said, so I haven't seen much of Latvia either. Got to be impressed with the kid, that being Artūrs Kuroš, of course, the younger brother of Rodion Kuroš, who's not here. You know, he belongs here. He can play at this level already. He is a 2000, so he's 2 years younger. Obviously hit the big game winning shot over Israel. Israel, you know, the hard luck story of the tournament for sure, without a doubt. Going to overtime against Bosnia Herzegovina and Lithuania, and then losing at the buzzer to to Latvia and then in the relegation in the 9-16, they get Serbia of all teams. So now they have to beat Croatia, and then have to win another game in order to stay up. So just what a hard luck story. Yeah, so that's it. That's pretty much all the teams that I see. I'd love to have Israel stay up, but I don't think they're going to. I don't know who's going to be. I'm going to pick Latvia, just because they have a little bit inside and outside, you know, and I think more than others. Zuzman is their main guy. Abu is a shooter from outside. It's kind of questionable on his shot selection. Briskers is a son of an American, I believe. He's pretty decent. He also had a big game winner to send the Bosnian game to overtime. Again, this is a team I didn't see loads of, and I also saw, I didn't see a lot of what's his name? Tomlinson? Tomar Levinson, that's the 2000 born. If you look at the roster, the 2000 born, he's supposed to be pretty good, but you know, I haven't seen, he didn't play when I was watching, and so, didn't see much of him. All right. So that's the rundown. I might, you know, one of the guys on Twitter said, you know, what about having John Pallister back up for a review? Obviously, with the podcast going up during the tournament, I needed to have somewhat, have talk a little bit about the tournament. So, maybe next week we talk a little bit more. We'll see. But to the interviews, plural. I'm gonna start with Ola Lundqvist from Sweden, and then move on to Taras Sedekerskis, and then finish off with Isaiah Hartenstein of Germany. So I'm going to let you listen to those three, and we'll catch you on the other side of them.
So, Ola, maybe first of all, your thoughts about playing here under 18 European Championship, last year you were at the under 16s beat. Here's a step up, and you're a below level player at 99. Thoughts about playing here?
It's a great. I think it's a great place, a great facility. So we live in an awesome hotel. I think it's a. Just go up and see those players. I've seen them tapes, and you know, playing against really good opponents is amazing. And I'm really thankful that we're here and can play against this on this level.
What's one of the maybe a couple of things you want to do here? You know, both as a team and then also, I mean, team is probably the number one goal is to stay in Division A, but and then also maybe from your side, you know, to see that you can play against older guys from bigger countries. What are you looking to do here?
I'm just here trying to play and win games. And as a player, I try to do what I can as a leader, try to lead my team, and trying to get the best out of everybody on our squad, because we got good players on our team, and I think if we play together, we can get far. And we saw that in the first half this game. I thought we played as a team, and we got some open shots, and we maybe didn't knock them down all the time, but I think when we play on the level we're supposed to play, I think we're a pretty good team. And I also think that on my own standard, like how I'm supposed to play, I'm just here to see how good I am against the top players in the Ball 98 and 99.
How do you think you are? I mean, okay, you've only seen one game so far, Italy, but you know Italy, I think, is a pretty you know quarterfinal team. So how do you think you feel?
As a player?
Yeah, I mean, you said you want to match, you want to see what you look like against those guys.
I always trying to, you know, self-confidence. I'm pretty self-confident with my abilities, and I believe I can play against these guys, and I'm not scared to go up against bigger, taller players. So I don't care really what the opponents are. I'm just going out there to play basketball, and I think I can play against many players, but I'm one of the best players here, but I'm trying to get there. I'm working hard every day and trying to get there.
What do you think you need to do?
I need to work on my overall game. I've been out now for 2 months on an illness, so now I'm back and trying to just get the feeling back and try to do what I'm good at, attacking baskets, creating stuff, and just playing.
You're out for a month, is that right? With 2 months?
2 months. 2 months without moving. I didn't do anything, so it was kind of tough. I just played for a month now. I've been back for a month. I'm still not on the level I'm supposed to be. I'm still, you know, my condition ain't that good, but
I was gonna ask, how do you feel? I mean, that's high intensity.
Yeah, I get tired pretty fast, but my coaching staff is so great. I call whenever I want. I can get a sub, and then I'll be back in 2 minutes later, and I'm feeling fresh again.
What do you think you do really well that maybe further in your game right now? There's things you have to work on, but what do you think you do really well?
I think I'm creating for my team. That's what I'm best at. Creating and doing stuff when we need it. Hopefully, that's what I do.
And is that what you want to do? I mean, do you want to play the point then later on? I mean, you're obviously good size. If you can play the point, is that something you want to do?
Yeah, I play a lot of point in my team in Sweden, but I'll try to be really overall. I'm not trying to just focus on one thing, because I think the best players can do everything, and I want to be a good player. That's my goal.
Which one do you like more? The assist for an alley-oop, the alley-oop, the three to silence the away crowd, or the big block?
Oof. I really like coming off the screen and give it to the big guy and just dunk it in and running home and pointing at him. It's the best feeling in the world.
I was talking to somebody, and he kind of described you as a Viking. You're way up north. Maybe talk about that. It's really far away. It's in the woods.
Yeah.
Talk about what you know. How basketball is there? You know, growing up there, and how'd you get into basketball then? Like, in that, you know, and you're not like doing biathlon or something like that.
My father is actually my coach, and my mom is my sister's coach. So everybody in my family has played basketball in the Swedish national team, so we're pretty high level. So I kind of grew into it, and we live in a, I live in a small city, 60,000 citizens, and it's not close to any other cities.
So, is that Stralsund, or is that because I have Brunflo?
Brunflo is like 2 miles from where I actually live. So it's
where
like
do you live then?
I live in Östersund. This called Östersund. Okay. It's like.
I'll try to find it.
Yeah, you can find it, but it's a small city, and basketball is really, really big. It's okay. Like that's what people love in the city. It's we have a new arena now. It's big. We have a good squad, and we're playing good now. So,
take us back to last summer. 18 seconds left. You hit the two free throws. End up being the winning scorer for the under 16s to get up to Division A. Where does that rank for you as far as moments of your career?
No doubt, number one. I mean, I really didn't realize how big it was until 1 week later because I was still so hyped. It's like we made it to the Division A, but looking back at it, it's by far the best moment. Just the feeling, you know, we as a team brought up our country to Division A, and it was really, really big. So.
And I remember you shot pretty well. You struggled a little bit shooting. You had big rebounds and all that. But how important was it for you then also to say, okay, that you know you had the responsibility on your shoulders and took and made those free throws?
Yeah, I struggled throughout the whole tournament with shooting. So, but I didn't really think about when I was in the free throw line. I was confident I was gonna make it.
Automatic. I saw you on Instagram. You're doing the interviews for the Swedish Basketball Federation. I'm doing my research. What's that like for you? What do you? You seem like you're a little like a jokester. You, what do you think about doing that?
You saw that? I'm impressed. Well, I mean, our team, we're a really, really fun team. Everybody's involved. We're really like a team. So everybody's joking around. I mean, the guys are awesome. So we have the Instagram password and stuff, so we can
do whatever you want.
We do whatever we want. So that one we were singing and got stuff.
Didn't see that one yet.
You gotta check it out. So we have really fun as a team and as a group. So. I really
do. You consider yourself sort of the circus leader then? Or are you and who else maybe?
Yeah, me and a couple of. Where? Me and Felix, number seven, where?
Edwardson.
Lemetti.
Lemetti, okay.
We're the one in charge of the Instagram okay. Right now, so we're the one leading it.
Every NBA team is going to be here. Obviously, I imagine that's probably one of your long-term goals. When you hear that, when you think about, you know, the next level, I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, you're still 99, so you're, you know, and you're a young 99. What kind of goals do you have for what kind of time frame?
Right now, I just want to be out there winning games right now. That's my only focus. But of course, I want to play in a higher division, but. I'm staying in Sweden for this season and next season, finish my high school degree, and then I'm gonna check out what whoever wants me, what option I got, and I'll see what I'm gonna do. I'm not sure yet.
So all of next season you'll be there as well?
Yeah.
In Östersund.
Exactly.
Östersund. And is that really like back, backyard? I mean, like tell us a little bit about that. For people who don't know it, like myself, I don't know.
How it is in
Östersund? Yeah, what it's like in up there.
I mean, we got basketball courts and stuff all over the place. I got the keys to like six, seven gyms I could go to whenever I want, how I want. So it's perfect. We got like a basketball high school kind of stuff when we practice a lot, more than probably more than every other school in Sweden. So we have. I think it's basketball is a lifestyle when it comes to Östersund. So it's really cool. I got. Two courts on my back, two basketball nets on my rims, on my backyard and stuff. So I can go shoot everywhere. It's like basketball is really big in this show. So
growing up, who are some of the guys you watched?
Oh, I watched a lot of guys. I'm a Clippers fan, not a bandwagon. Been there for a long time. gotta make point that out. But
okay.
So Chris Paul, I watch a lot of him. But lately I watch a lot of EuroLeague. I like watching Teodosic play. Of course, yeah. I love him. He's the best. And I try to watch. a lot of EuroLeague, because I think that's how you play in Sweden as well. So that's where I can learn from. So taking the next steps, myself, I need to learn from those big guys, big names. So that's what I do.
That's where you want to go.
That's where I want to go. That's my goal.
Yeah. All right, man. So, tough loss, obviously. After the result against Latvia and then today's game, what do you think about the team where you're at?
Yeah, it's a tough loss. Bosnia, they have great players, like Musa, Gegic. But I think we have a great team. We have to keep playing together, to believe in ourselves, because we missed a lot of three-pointers. So I hope Arna's going to get in shape, because he's a great player, but he's struggling a little bit. So I think tomorrow we have to give everything and win that game and just keep fighting.
I know you weren't on that game last year, but you know, four of the guys were in the under 16 final against these guys. I talked to Musa, and he definitely thought about that game. Was that a subject, at least for those guys that were in it?
Yeah, that's what I say to all the guys, to all the team before the game, because I remember when Bosnia beat us in under 16 with the 98 generation, and they eliminated us, and I told they beat you in under 16 final, so we have to get that rematch, but still we lost, and we have to keep fighting.
Maybe what it's like for you to be here. You're one of the highly regarded players here. What do you want to do here at this tournament?
I just want to help my team. I just want to win with Lithuania. I love my country. I love to play basketball. It's a big tournament for us. We have a great team. We are a team. We have to play, to keep playing and fighting.
How excited are you that you're able to play here? You know, there's a lot of questions whether or not, you know, a lot of some of the bigger club guys, whether or not you're going to be able to come and Baskonia let you come. What does that mean for you to be able to come here?
Oh, I'm very happy. The team let me go. I can play with my good friends from Lithuania. I can play a lot of minutes with good confidence, and it's great opportunity to me, and I'm happy that I can help my country.
Congratulations on getting into the Liga Endesa game. What that mean for you?
Oh, it's a great league. We have a great team, great players, great coach. I'm getting great advices. I'm learning, getting some minutes. I have to give everything and just keep learning from great players.
Who are some of the guys you're learning the most from, and what are you learning from them?
From everybody. From Andrea Bargnani. He's a great basketball player, but also he's a great professional. How he cares his body. So Adam Hanga, Shane Larkin, I can learn a lot from Adam Hanga, the defense. I don't know, from everybody a little bit, some things.
I just imagine that it's really quiet, but tell us about the dunes on Coruña Spit.
What?
The dunes in Coruña Spit. The strip where Nita is.
Oh, okay.
It's it must be quiet and just peaceful.
Yeah. It's a very small city, like with 2,000 people. It's very quiet. For example, now in the winter, there's like almost, if you walk in the street, you are alone. But it's really, really beautiful. I really love that city. And for sure, in summer, there's a lot of people because we have a sea. So it's a great weather and nice people. Everything is really, really, really nice.
How does let's say an NBA prospect, how do you grow up in that area? How do you get into basketball like that?
Yeah, that's crazy, because we have only 2,000 people. So I don't know, maybe because of my family, they really love basketball, and I love basketball too. So I started to play like when I was 6 years old. But as I said, 2,000 people, there's no basketball school. But we have a great court, like arena, small arena. It's really nice.
How many people the court?
Maybe 500.
500, okay.
But it's really nice. It's new. It's modern. So I started to play there with like older guys, but just playing basketball, you know, like 5-on-5, 3-on-3. And I was good like with the older guys. So then my father or my mother, my parents decided to to bring me in Klaipėda. Okay. His bigger
and this
city.
When I was
11 or 10. Okay. Uh-huh. So that is like 50 kilometers away from Nida.
Right.
So I couldn't go every time, every day to the practices. I have to go like twice per week. Mm-hmm. So my father was taking me there after taking me back. So it was difficult to study. I was going like this. Like for 3 years I was going like this to the games, to the practice maybe twice a week.
Okay.
And then we decided to move to Klaipėda. My mother is still working in Nida, so I went with my father. I was studying there, and on the weekends we were coming back to Nida.
Are your parents from Nida?
Yes. No.
Where are they from then? So they moved to Nida?
Yeah, my mother moved to Nida, and then she met my father in this state.
Was he from Nida?
No, my father is from
Nida. I've never been there, I probably will never be there, but why would you move to Nida?
Because of the work. My mother started to work here, there, so...
And your father was working in there as well?
No, my father was working in Klaipėda, but he was...
met in Klaipėda or something.
Yeah.
Okay. No, just because it's so small and what's life like there? I mean, it's like there's a strip that's connects Russia and Lithuania, and that's it.
I don't know. All the people knows everybody, everyone. So we have maybe one shop. No big shopping centers. No cinema. No nothing. Like it's like a small village. But it's really nice.
What do you miss the most from there?
Friends. I don't know, school was nice. We had a nice school, maybe 200 or 150 students for sure, the sea and all this stuff.
I think you were 15 when you moved to Spain. Did you go on yourself? You went on your own?
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty early. And you were actually one of the first Lithuanians then. There's been more since, but to go to Spain, what was that like for you?
It was a tough decision, but I felt that I have to leave Klaipėda. I had to get better. Like, I mean, it was a good club with a great history, with the good coaches. They really care about young players, so it was a great chance to me to move there. And I don't know, I felt like I was confident with myself. My mother was like, I can't leave you. She was crying.
How's the internet connection in Nida? It's okay.
Yeah, it's great. That I decided to go there, I learned the language pretty fast, and the club really took care of me. And
I saw a video that you did that one of the players that you'd most like to play against was Šaras Šeštokėvičius. You know, people will say, oh, I want to play against LeBron or whatever. Why'd you pick Šaras?
I don't know. I really like him from the since I was a small kid. I like his game, his understanding of the game. He was like a real leader of the team. And I really like his game. How he killed the United States, he was like a...
Olympic
champ. Yeah, great player. I really like him.
And how's the book? How's his book?
Oh, it's great. He told a lot of stories.
What's the message you get from the book?
Just work hard every day. Like, believe in yourself. Just part a little bit.
Every NBA team is here. You know that people are interested. You've been to Adidas, Jordan Brand. You've been to Basketball Without Borders. You know NBA. Every teams, they know you and everything. What do you think about the NBA? What about your next step? What does all that think? What does all that mean to you?
I don't know. I'm happy that some teams follow me, and it means that I'm in a good way. I'm working every day hard. To get maybe there one day, and I don't know. I just have to keep working, and I'm happy that somebody follows me. And I'm in a good way. Like I just have to keep working hard. I'm in the great club, so with the great people.
What are you working on now?
everything, my shot. I improved that. I'm shooting better, really, in the with my team in the practices here. In the first two games, I'm struggling a little bit with my 3-point shot, but I really improved that. My handles for sure. I want to be that big guy, like 6'9", 6'8", that can handle the ball, can play pick and roll. I'm still improving. I have to improve my defense. That's what coach asked to me, like play good defense. I have a great examples in the practices as Adam Hanga. He's a great, great defensive player. So I just have to keep learning all this stuff.
More 4-3 or 3-4, which do you see long term?
I don't know. I would like to play as a 2-3 maybe, but for sure the 4 is. If I can play 4-3-2, so it's better for me, but I still have to improve the handles and the shot if I want to play as a shooting guard. So that's what I'm working on.
Talking about this tournament, you guys haven't won 18 since Valanciunas. What would it mean? I guess first, what would it mean to get to the World Championship next summer, and then maybe being able to hoist the trophy?
Yeah, I mean,
I know we're a long way away.
Yeah. Talking about Valanciunas, they had a great generation with the great players and all this stuff. But I think we are also very talented. We have a great players. We're missing Rokas Gadilauskas and Aistis Pilauskas because of the injuries. So, but as I say, we are a basketball country. We have to believe in ourselves and we have to fight. And I'm sure that we can get it. We're playing like a small ball. Like we don't have the real center, as Masoud plays as a center, but I think it's good for us. We can play faster, but we just have to get our rebounds because today we were struggling a lot. I think they took 26 offensive rebounds.
So, this is where you guys want to be, 3-0 in the group, finish strong. Maybe just talk about how you guys feel, good first game, and then, you know, really kind of being able to show your strength and kind of pull away later in games.
I mean, we definitely just came in the tournament trying to win every game. I mean, yeah, we have a very talented team. And I mean, the second game was kind of helped us, but we kind of struggled to learn something because we didn't have really the preparation to learn stuff like this. And so it was good for us to struggle a little bit at the beginning so we know how to get out of it. And so I think for us it was a good learning point today. We played hard, we wanted to win. So I think we did good today.
How important is it for you guys to have tough games, knowing that, you know, knockout stages is always going to be, you know, this is where it counts now?
I think it's very important, just especially because, I mean, I haven't seen most of them. I haven't even seen them in the league, so me just getting used to them, how they play, and when something bad happens, how everyone reacts. And so I think yesterday we also talked afterward that we had to be more together. And today it really showed. I mean, we also had up and down phase, but I think definitely today we were just more together, supported each other more. And so I think that was definitely, we already had a learning point there.
How does it feel to be here? I mean, obviously you would have missed this if it was in the summer, and now you're being able to be here.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely good. I mean, to get kind of back how I was. I mean, the first couple games, I was just trying to find more of my teammates, trying to get used to everyone, get a little slower. So I mean, today I really just wanted to come out, show what I can, help the team out as much as possible. I mean, and that happened. So I mean, I'm happy, but I mean, that's not it for us. I mean, we want to win gold, and that's the only thing I came here for, is to win gold. And so we're now focusing on the next games, and we'll see what happens.
Talk a little bit about the move up to Kaunas, maybe some of the things that you've learned through that whole thing. I mean, you know, you were a real young, really unexposed kind of kid, and now you're in Kaunas, away from everybody, circle of friends, everything else. What's it like for you? How's it been?
I think I have matured a lot. I mean, being also alone by myself, I mean, also learning more. I mean, that was kind of the thing for me. I kind of played the last couple years not so mature. So, I mean, I learned that a lot. Shaw has helped me a lot just to read more of the game, get my passing back up. I mean, I still am doing way too many turnovers, and I really have to concentrate in the next games, not do so many turnovers. But I mean, I'm learning. I'm just trying to have fun with the team and win gold.
What are some of the things you're working on right now, then, this part of the season?
I'm just trying to work on my shot, everything, post moves, trying to get bigger, trying to get back to where I was. I mean, you know, I was out for a long time, so I'm just trying to do a little bit of everything just to get back to where I was before, and now even better.
How how long have you been fit, let's say fit enough to do everything? I mean,
I think it was like the beginning of the preseason. I think it was like August.
So August?
August.
And how long were you out then total? I mean,
I think it was like 6 months, 5 months.
6 months.
5 months or something like that. Yeah.
And how frustrating was that, not being able to do anything?
I mean, for me, it's very frustrating. I mean, also especially where we had like the AST, that was one of the things everybody wanted to go to. I mean, they won it, and I'm happy for them. I'm very happy. I'm also proud that we won the tournament.
It's in Oregon, bro.
Won the tournament, and I also watched it. I mean, but for me, it was also kind of a thing. I watched a lot of video also in that time. Like, it wasn't like I just steps away.
Yeah.
I just, so there in that time, I kind of learned what I did wrong, what I was doing too much, and I just think I became in this phase a little bit of a much smarter player. So I think especially the Shragia staff is helping me a lot to taking me to the side, talking to me like what's better, and so I think that situation is helping me a lot, especially with the coaches that have been to where I want to be. You have Sangale was in the NBA, Shas was in the NBA, and also EuroLeague, he speaks for himself, but I mean, I've learned a lot from everyone there.
What's it like playing EuroLeague? What's it like playing VTB? I mean, you're not getting loads of minutes, but you're, you know, every here and there?
I mean, LKL, I mean, it's good. I mean, I normally play most of the games. I mean, EuroLeague's hard. I mean, we have two really good fours right now, and we're kind of like in the stage where we have to win almost every game. So I mean, I understand coach, and also just practicing with them. Also just practicing with them and helps me a lot. I mean, yeah, Jan Kunis has
plenty to learn from those guys.
Playing and learn from him, and then you also have Brock, who has also been playing a lot. Yeah,
he played in the Olympics.
He was also has a summer league experience. And Kevin Pangos also has summer league experience. So I mean, I'm just trying to take a lot from everything. I mean, you have Torquas, who's also been in the league like forever. So I mean, I have a lot of people just to learn from. So.
When you're not on the court, when you're not doing basketball things, what are you doing up now in Kaunas?
I mean, I don't really do so much. I mean, mostly basketball. I mean, I practice a lot there. Come home, eat, try to eat right. That's why I kind of try to. That's why I kind of also, when I was hurt, I kind of realized I had to eat better. Also eating better, and so I mean, for me, it's just mostly I'm just there to play basketball. I mean, the city's nice. I go around sometimes, but for me, I'm mostly just trying to live my dream, which is basketball.
I see. Is this new?
Yeah, I got it when I was hurt. So
when you what?
When I was hurt, I got it.
When you hurt, what is it then? So it's a basketball, and what date of birth is that? What it is?
Yeah, my birth.
What's it say?
Make every day your own masterpiece.
Make every day your own masterpiece.
Yeah, so like.
And what's that message for you then?
It's just for not taking any day for granted. I mean, every day go do what you love, work hard, because on the other side, someone's working hard. I mean, to me, kind of the person right now is Frank. I know Frank's always in the gym, so I go in the gym too, because I just kind of like, I always want to be better, and so I just don't want to take any days for granted, and I have a good opportunity that the gym's always open, so I'm just in the gym most of the day.
What it's like to be part of this generation, obviously you guys are, you know, really one of the absolute favorites going in, and then obviously that's the World Championships next year, okay? Don't want to get too far ahead. You want to, you know, take care of business. But what about being part of this generation and what Germany's doing?
I mean, you see every generation is getting better and better. I mean, even last year, we had a good team. I mean, we lost against Lithuania, but we still had Leon, Nicholas, Kiel, Kostya, Rashad, me. We were still on the team, and so that was still a good team. And now this year, just we have such a long like roster. I mean, also even our players are so much taller, so much more athletic, and it's just fun to play with. I mean, especially with playing coming back with Kostya, it's just. It's like kind of like old times, and you know. So I'm really happy to be a part of this generation. It's a lot of fun. Everyone, I like everyone here, so that's a really good thing.
What happens if you guys actually hoist that trophy on the 22nd? It's a wonderful Christmas present, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the best Christmas present I ever got. So I'm really hoping that we win it, and I'm going to do everything in my power so we do win it. And if it be passing, scoring, rebounding, I'm just going to try to do. Thank you, man.
And minimum goal is fifth place to get to the World Championship. How important is that for you guys?
I'm not even thinking about that. I'm only thinking about gold right now. So,
it's good.
I mean, I came here to win, and that's especially now it's kind of hard in the season, so especially the season I'm missing some games, so that's why especially now I want to go for goal, but now especially that I see the talent, I see that we want to win. Everyone here, everyone in the locker room wants to win. Even if it's just sitting on the bench, they want to win. They're like supporting us, so I think it's just fun. I mean, it's just fun being around a people that want to win every game and people that do everything to win.
All right, fantastic stuff. So I guess that's it. I guess it's time to go. I need to get moving anyhow here. All the games are live on YouTube, the FIBA channel on YouTube. I'm doing the live blog, so if you want to check in on the live blog and if you've missed any of the games, go back, check them out. And otherwise, final will be on Thursday, and then it's basically back to the club season, and the Adidas Next Generation actually comes up then. The first tournament, I think, is whatever, the 6th or something like that, 5th or 6th of January. That's when that thing starts back up. That's with the Hospitalet starting, and then I'll be definitely talking about that as well. So until next week, enjoy. Just let you know what you're going to be listening to. The song's called Dirty Old Frog, and it's by Lobo Loco. Enjoy, and we'll catch you next week.
My name is Dario Šarić, you listen and Take It to Charge.